Lady Jane stopped, as if an unseen hand had jerked her violently back. On the smooth parquet before her, she had caught the trace of dusty footprints, the prints of broad-soled, heelless shoes, making for the blue parlour and crossing its threshold. She stood still, with the same inward shiver that she had felt upstairs. Then, avoiding the footprints, she too stole very softly toward the blue parlour, pushed the door wider, and saw in the long dazzle of autumn light, as if translucid, edged with glitter, an old man at the desk. "Mr. Jones!" A step came up behind her. Mrs. Clem with the post bag. "You called, my lady?"
Yes.
When she turned back to the desk, there was no one there. She faced about on the housekeeper. "Who was that?"
"Where, my lady?"
Lady Jane, without answering, moved toward the needlework curtain, in which she had detected the same faint tremor as before.
"Where does that door go to, behind the curtain?" "Nowhere, my lady. I mean, there is no door."